wagon that's only partly loaded. What do you call a load on that?
Well, I just say a half load.
You call it a half load? Part load?
Part load.
You ever hear the term jag?
Yeah.
You have heard the term jag?
No.
Jag load? What about the thing your wife carries the clothes in when she goes out to hang them on the line? Hang them up to dry. What she usually carry them in?
Well, it'd be a clothesline, I guess.
Hang them up to dry. Well, the container she
puts. Oh, it'd be a container. Basket or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes basket.
Do they ever use the word keg or barrel around here?
Mm-hmm.
Keg of cider. You'd always say barrel of cider.
Yeah.
What about the little musical instrument you play with your mouth? What would you call that?
Yeah, I guess call them harp. I never did play one.
You ever hear the term harmonica?
Harmonica.
Or a French harp? Never heard that term. What about the same thing that you pluck with your fingers?
Well, that'd be a juice harp, I guess.
How about the thing you put in a bottle to keep the liquid from running out?
I'll get a cork, I guess.
Cork? You ever call it a cork stopple or a stopple?
Yeah, sometimes. Stopper.
You call it a stopper. Did they ever wear hoop skirts?
Mm-hmm.
Did women ever wear hoop skirts in this part of the
hoop skirts? No, I don't know of any.
Uh-huh. What do you usually use to pound nails with?
Mm-hmm.
What do you use to pound nails with when you're driving nails?
Oh, that's a hammer.
You call it a hammer? And that, the thing on a wagon that you hitch the horses between, the thing that runs in between the horses, what do you call that?
A wagon tongue.
Tongue?
Yeah.
And do you ever call a wagon pole or
no.
Spear? If you on a buggy, when you're just driving one horse, you've got two of those on each side of the horse. Probably.
Buggy shafts.
Shaft. What do you call them? Fills?
No.
Fills? Grass? Now that thing in a one horse rig that's a crossbar that goes this way, what would you call that? It has a shaft and then a bar that goes across it.
I don't know what you're talking about, hardly.
Well, let me see if I can... I may not be describing it right. It's been so long since I've had any new horses and wagons. Let me ask this way. Do you ever hear the term whistle tree?
Swindle tree?
Whistle tree?
No, I call them swindle trees.
You call them,
whistle trees is right, I guess.
Well, lots of people call them,